First Samuel chapter 17, verse 48. And that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That all this assembly may know that the Lord doesn't save with the battle with what? With spear. Glory be to God. But the battle belongs to the Lord. Glory be to God. The Lord doesn't save the battle with the sword and the spear, but the battle belongs to the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. Do you know, sometimes we go to many battles with our own effort, with our own mind, with our own education, with the connections we have, with the strength we have, and we end up failing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We end up failing because we don't understand that the battle belongs to the Lord. There are certain battles that you need to take to the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. As we see from this story, the nation of Israel was at a pitfall. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because a man by name Goliath had risen and challenged the whole nation. And everybody became a coward, plus the king of the nation himself, King Saul. Praise the Lord. So the nation was at stake at this time, and people were trembling because this man challenged the whole country with the spear and with the sword. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. This man had stood up in the power of his sword. This man had stood up in the power of his spear. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But David stood up in the name of the Lord. David decreed that from this assembly it shall be known. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, from this meeting it shall be known that the battle belongs to the Lord. Glory be to God. This is an assembly we have gathered here. Hallelujah. From this assembly, this word is very prophetic. Hallelujah. From this gathering, let it be known that battle that you have been fighting in your life, that battle with your health, that battle with your education, that battle with your marriage. Hallelujah. Let it be known that the Lord, that the battle belongs to the Lord. It is not by might, neither by power, but it is by the Spirit of the living God, in the name of Jesus. And you will see the light in the midst of the dawn. You will see the light of God in that battle. That battle where the enemy thought he had the upper hand. That battle where the enemy thought he had conquered. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are going to surrender it to the Lord tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. That it shall be known. It shall be known. In this meeting, it shall be known that the battle is not won by the sword and by the spear, but it belongs to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you know there are many people that are not happy because you love God? Hallelujah. There are many people that can't sleep peacefully in the night because they see you walking alive. There are many people that are not peaceful in their heart because they see you got married. There are many people that are not peaceful in their heart because they saw you got promoted. There are many people that are not peaceful in their heart, and they are fighting you day and night because you are alive, because you are kicking, because you are praising God, and they are jealous about you. They want to bring you down because of the things you are doing for God, but they don't understand who they are fighting. They are fighting your God. They are fighting your King. They are fighting the Lord who created you. They are fighting the Lord who have called you into his wonderful work. They are fighting the King of glory. Do you know, even us as messengers of Christ, there are places we go that men will rise against us, that nations may rise against us, that leaders may rise against us, but we turn the battle to the Lord. We turn the battle to the Lord, because the God we serve is not a weakling. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. All we need to do is to raise a praise. All we need to do is to raise a praise. And as we are raising a praise, the Lord will be fighting for us. As we are worshiping Him, as we are lifting Him, hallelujah, the Lord will be leveling every plain, every mountain in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will be driving out every unclean spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will be conquering every territory, every altars of darkness that have held your destiny. They will be set on fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that have been lifted to put you at the place of captivity will be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus, because the battle belongs to the Lord. The battle belong to the Lord. Let it be known upon this assembly. Let it be known upon this meeting. Let it be known upon this church service that the battle belong to the Lord in the name of Jesus. That the Lord has the final say concerning your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord will defend your cause. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will stand for you in the name of Jesus. For the battle belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. And the Lord will be your defense in the name of Jesus. I don't know the battle you are wrestling with tonight, but I want you to surrender it to the Lord. I want you to surrender it to the Lord even as we are worshiping God. Hallelujah. Whatever battle you are fighting, whether it is a battle with your health, whether it is a battle in your marriage, whether it is a battle, a spiritual battle, where the enemy doesn't want you to do the will of God, just lift it. Hallelujah. I want you to surrender it, surrender it, surrender it. That let it be known that tonight God visited. Let it be known that tonight God fought for you. Let it be known tonight God opened that door that the enemy has shut. Let it be known tonight that the Lord silenced the mouth of the bears, the mouth of the lions that have risen against your life, that have risen against your destiny. Let it be known that Jehovah Adonai is the Lord that fight our battles. He is our maker. He is our keeper. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah, that the battle belongs to the Lord. Yeketeri barantana mazi, yeke barantoria hada zavete, reke payata rabababa, zete. Father, we surrender every battle to you. We surrender every battle upon this tent, every work of darkness that have risen against this house. We surrender it to the Lord. Whoever fights the Lord will fall. And Father, we know you are our defense. We know you are a mighty God. You are mighty in battle. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that arise tonight. Arise tonight. Defend the cause of your people. Fight for your people. Deliver your people. Save your people. Heal your people. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Break every cage. Break every infirmity. Break every darkness. Break every cord of darkness. Break every stronghold, because the battle belongs to the Lord. Father, arise in your might. Arise in your glory. Arise in your power. Arise. Arise, O God. Let thy enemies be scattered. Let thy enemies be scattered. Let them flee from thy sight. In the name of Jesus, the enemies of the house of God, the enemies of our children, the enemies of our youth, the enemies of our nation, the enemies of Hattini Chachitana Shalom, Lord, scatter them. Arise, let your enemies be scattered. Let them flee away from your presence in the mighty name of Jesus, because the battle belongs to the Lord. Let the hold of darkness be broken, because the battle belongs to the Lord. Let the holds and powers of infirmities be defeated, because the battle belongs to the Lord. Let chains be broken, because the battle belongs to the Lord. Let doors that have been closed be opened, because the battle belongs to the Lord. Receive help from above in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive a word that will pull you out of that dark situation. I command light to come out of darkness. I command healing to come out of that situation in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus, because the battle belongs to the Lord. Receive your help, receive your healing, receive your portion in the spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oda baya talaba hande zeketele ketele bedele talaba je patalaba handa reke patalaba handa rabababa. Father, take over every situation. We surrender our battles to you. We surrender our battles to you. Father, take over, 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 take over every situation before you, Lord, because we know you have gone ahead of us. And if the Lord is for us, who can be against us? Father, we thank you because you are the mighty warrior. We thank you because you are Jehovah Gabor. You are the mighty one of Zion. You are the Lord who have never lost any battle. And Father, we surrender. We surrender our life to you. We surrender the church to you. We surrender your children to you. That Father, anything that have lifted itself to fight their destiny, may you fight that thing. May you pull down that mountain in the mighty name of Jesus. May you pull down that arrow. May you pull down that voice that is fighting them. May you pull those demons that are fighting them. Let them be defeated by the light of God. Let them be defeated by the word of God. That let it be known upon this assembly. Yikabayatata rakati katuragadia toratash legede beteshe pete elekotoshata regede rito odarante regebenet eto saparata bagata. That the battle is not by sword, it is not by spear, it is not by army, it is by the Lord. It is by the Lord. Is this the Lord that conquers all in the name of Jesus? Father, you are the Lord that fight for us. You are the Lord that levels the ground for us. You are the Lord that prepared the way for us, O God. You are the Lord Almighty. Let your light go ahead of us. Let your glory go ahead of us. Let the fear of the Lord go ahead of us. That wherever we go, they will know we serve a mighty God. They will know we serve a King. They will know we serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. In the name of Jesus, go ahead of us, O Father. Let your glory go ahead of us. Let your power go ahead of us. Let your spirit go ahead of us in everything that we are going to do, that the name of the Lord shall be praised. The name of the Lord shall be exalted. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah.